Welcome children to the second module of the chapter Practical Geometry. In this module, you will learn how to construct a triangle. First of all, we will recall about what is a triangle, its classification, its properties, etc. A triangle is a simple closed curve or polygon which is created by three line segments. In geometry, any three points, specifically non-collinear, form a unique triangle. A triangle has six elements, that is three sides and three angles. Now let us see about the classification of the triangles with respect to the sides and with respect to the angles. Firstly, with respect to the sides, there are three types of triangles. One, equilateral triangle, in which all three sides are of equal measure. Isosceles triangle, in which two of its sides have equal measure. Scallion triangle, in which all the three sides have different measures. Similarly, with respect to the angles, there are three types of triangles. Acute triangle, in which all angles measure less than 90 degrees. Obtuse angle triangle, in which one of the angles is greater than 90 degrees. And right triangle, in which one of the angle is equal to 90 degrees. In addition to this one, we will see about the properties of triangles, namely exterior angle property, which states that the angle exterior angle is equal to the sum of interior opposite angles. Next, second, angle sum property, that is the sum of all interior angles of a triangle is 180 degrees. Third, inequality property, which states that the sum of the lengths of any two sides is greater than the length of the third side, or the difference of the lengths of any two sides is lesser than the length of the third side. And lastly, this is a Pythagoras property, which states that in any right angle triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. So, conditions for construction of a triangle are: a triangle can be constructed if and only if the following conditions are fulfilled. Number one, the given data satisfies the properties of a triangle. Then, the triangle construction must be unique. Now, the triangles can be constructed if and only if any one of the following measurements are given. First one is, when three sides are given, or two sides and an angle between them are given, or two angles and a side between them are given. If it is in the case of a right angle triangle, the hypotenuse and one of the legs is given. So, here first of all we will see the construction of an equilateral triangle, in which suppose the construction of an equilateral triangle of length of each length of each side of length 5 cm. First of all, draw a line segment AB of length 5 cm. Draw an arc of radius 5 cm with A as the center. Draw an arc of radius 5 cm with B as the center. Mark the point C at the point of intersection of these two arcs. Join AC and BC. Triangle ABC is the required equilateral triangle that has been constructed. Next, if it is seen the construction of an isosceles triangle, if the base is given 4 cm and each equal side is of length 5 cm is given. So, here also we will follow some of the steps. The step 1 is, draw a line segment AB of length 4 cm with a ruler. Draw an arc of radius 5 cm with A as the center. Draw another arc of radius 5 cm with B as the center. Mark the point C at the point of intersection of the arcs. Join AC and BC. Triangle ABC is the required isosceles triangle. Now, we will see how to construct a right angle triangle if its hypotenuse and one of its legs is given. Now, for which, draw a line L. Mark a point A on it, and with the help of ruler or with the compasses of radius, take a point B on it at a distance of 4 cm. Draw two arcs on either side of the point A of any radius and with more than half the length between the arcs, draw two arcs with the point of intersection of the line with the arcs. Let the arcs are meeting at a point X. Now, draw perpendicular through A and X to the line L. With the center B and radius 5 cm, draw an arc so that the arc cuts the perpendicular at the point C. Now, join BC. We will get triangle ABC, the required right angle triangle. Next, construction of a triangle with the given three measures of angles. So, whenever three measures of angles, which is equal to 180 degrees, is given, we can construct a triangle. Draw a line L, mark two points P and Q on it. With the help of protractor, take 50 degrees from P and 70 degrees from Q. Draw the rays from PX and QY through the angles taken respectively. Mark R at the point of intersection of the rays. Now, we will get triangle PQR, the required triangle with all the three measures. Now, let us see if the triangle constructed when three angles are given is unique. No, it is not possible to get a unique triangle when only three angles are given. So, the conditions to get a triangle uniquely can be dealt in the next module. Here, any angle of the given three angles can be taken from the points marked on the line. If the given angle is a multiple of 15, we have to use the compasses but not the protractor. Now, we will see whether the construction of a triangle is possible or not. This is the construction of a triangle is possible only and if and only if the given data satisfied any one of the properties of triangle, namely anglesome property, exterior angle property, inequality property, Pythagoras property. Now, we will see, examine whether triangle DEF such that EF is equal to 7.2 cm, measure of angle E is equal to 110 degrees and measure of angle F is equal to 80 degrees. Now, is the triangle is possible to construct? No, because it is not at all satisfying the angle-sum property of the triangle. The sum of two angles itself is 190 degrees. So, it is more than 180 degrees, therefore it is not possible. Similarly, examine whether triangle ABC such that BC is equal to 2 cm, AB is equal to 4 cm, and AC is equal to 2 cm. Here also, the triangle cannot be constructed because it is not satisfying the inequality property of the triangle. That means, if you add any two sides of the triangle, that must be greater than the third side. In this case, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Therefore, this is not satisfying the inequality property. Therefore, before construction of any triangle, we have to check whether the construction is possible or not. Then only we have to proceed further. Thank you very much. This is the end of the second module of practical geometry.